of objectivity. The evidence for a claim must be evaluated honestly and without self-deception. Richard Feynman famously said, "The first principle is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool." Actually, a major reason the process of science is so effective is that it recognizes and corrects for our individual biases and limitations. There are many ways that we fool ourselves, but three of the most common thinking errors are motivated reasoning, the emotionally biased search for justifications that support what we want to be true, confirmation bias, the tendency to search for, favor, and remember information that confirms our beliefs, and the overconfidence effect. This is the tendency to overestimate our knowledge or our abilities. The rule of objectivity is probably the most challenging rule of all of them, because the human brain's capacity to reason is matched only by its ability to deceive itself. Our beliefs are important to us. They can even become part of our identity. So when we're faced with evidence that threatens a deeply held belief, we engage in motivated reasoning and confirmation bias to search for evidence that supports the conclusion that we want to believe and find ways to dismiss evidence that doesn't. And if you're looking for evidence that you're right, you will find it. You'll be wrong, but you'll be confident that you're right. The poster children for violating the rule of objectivity are pseudoscience and science denial, both of which start from a desired conclusion and work backwards, cherry-picking evidence to support the belief while ignoring or discounting evidence that doesn't. Pseudoscience and science denial are like two sides of the same coin, but they do have important differences. Pseudoscience pretends to be scientific, but doesn't adhere to science's methodology. Pseudoscience is motivated by a desire to believe, and so the standard of evidence is very low. Science denial is the refusal to accept well-established science. Denial is motivated by the desire to not believe a scientific conclusion, and so the standard of evidence is set impossibly high. The rule of objectivity essentially reminds us to pay attention to the biases, emotions, identity needs, values, and worldviews that might be driving our reasoning. When our beliefs are tied to our identity or our tribe, we defend those beliefs to protect our ego and our team. If the thought of being wrong triggers you or makes you feel defensive, you might not be able to be honest about the belief. It's difficult to do, but try to separate your identity from your belief. You are not your beliefs, and don't play on a team. Be the referee.